Hi, I'm Mike Waddell. I'd like to give you a few examples of my voiceovers, and the first is taken from Upside. I found this to be very interesting. Immortality, according to Richard Rashid, starts with a terabyte laptop. Rashid, a senior vice president of Microsoft Research, which he calls the Star Trek division, believes that terabyte laptops will be with us soon, and you'll probably want to run out and buy one. In case you didn't know, a terabyte is enough memory to contain a recording of everything you ever say in your life, and then some. Assuming you carry your laptop around from cradle to grave, you could also record everything everyone ever says to you and keep a record of every transaction you ever make, every visit to your doctor, or your lawyer, for that matter. Just imagine, when you die, you can will your laptop computer with every conversation you ever had to your favorite grandchild, who can in turn waste a great deal of his or her life trying to listen to everything you ever said. Of course, the laptop would be database searchable, so someone could easily listen to everything you ever said about investing in stocks, or everything you ever said about women or men, which, of course, might be terribly damaging. But better yet, you will soon be able to recreate reality and leave behind something better than information. You can leave an actual synthetic version of yourself, a virtual you. Microsoft has computerized speech-generating software that needs only a few phrases of your voice to generate speech that sounds remarkably like your own. Taking things a step further with a few photographs, the boys in the lab can recreate a very realistic video version of your face, which can be made to sync with your voice. I can see it now. My work is over. Long dead but not forgotten, Grandpa can pop up on your laptop screen anytime, any place, and say anything. It only gets better. Using software developed by Microsoft's Beijing facility, the Chinese have gotten into it too, that's right, instead of having only a realistic video-synthesized version of a person, you can also have an animated cartoon version. I suppose you could spice things up by doing it both ways, switching back and forth between the realistic-looking grandpa and the cartoon version grandpa. Personally, I would opt for the cartoon version. Microsoft has been advancing the state-of-the-art in automatic question answering, meaning you will be able to seek grandpa's age-old advice on any topic. Oh, did I mention that virtual grandpa could even sing to you? Assume somewhere on the laptop containing every conversation Grandpa ever had in life are a few bars of his singing. Well, you can recreate Grandpa's singing voice to sing any song you choose, and long after his expiration, Grandpa can sing you to sleep or sing to wake you up. He can sing your favorite country blues and even jazz classics. Best of all, a synthetic grandpa might be a vast improvement over the real thing. If the real grandpa is an abusive, drunken, dysfunctional fool, for example, the synthetic grandpa could be programmed to reflect only the sober side of grandpa's personality. The drunken rage side can simply be deleted. If the real grandpa was grumpy, the virtual one can be programmed to be cheerful. This is even better than cloning, because when you clone yourself, you only have a duplicate. With Microsoft software, you have the ultimate form of immortality, a new, improved you. I say, well, why wait? Why wait until you die to have a virtual self? It might be a good idea to launch the virtual you as soon as you get it programmed. The real you can go into hiding and get a much-deserved rest, while the virtual you, a much-improved you, impresses people and moves your life forward. That's what I want. Wouldn't you? That was written by David Bunnell, who is editorial director of Upside.